If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers. What does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, nothing. As you guys know, Shindaddy is here in Lincoln.
I did know.
Oh, he's right. Yeah.
He is here in Lincoln.
That.
He has been whisked down here by the dignitaries of Midwest Bank.
State Patrol takes him
down. State Patrol brings him down, and it's nice. And then I'm sure, I believe he's over at the Capitol. I think he's meeting, and I know he's meeting with Pillen today. I'm sure at some time. Not sure the exact time. We'll follow up on that. But just to go
he's
over.
Meeting with Jim?
Yeah, he wants to talk about where banking is going and what banking means to Nebraska. So they work hand in hand.
Does he advise Pillen on some things?
I'm sure he does. He hasn't. That's one of those top secrets. This, like, this meeting is kind of confidential. Shindaddy.
I'm sorry.
Shindaddy's in Lincoln.
He's in Lincoln
God
right now for the.
You're yeah. hooked.
Well, he's over the Cornhusker. He's within a block. He's, what, two blocks of us
yeah,
right
not,
now?
Not far away.
Two blocks. So if you see Shindaddy, he's probably down. I'm saying right now, he's probably down at the Continental Breakfast right now. I think he's probably getting some form of a cheese Danish.
Cheese Danish.
And, yeah, and
some form of a cheese Danish.
And a snack at this point right now, and talking about debits and credits.
Yeah, and he might be. Do you think he's in the governor's ear about your position?
I hope he is. Maybe he feels awkward because we're related, you know, like that. But just to be the rural representative, I'm still pushing for that.
The ambassador.
The ambassador. I'd like to be able to tour Nebraska.
See, you have an in. Yeah.
Steve is talking to him. So, Governor, if you're listening, I'd like to be able to try to again. I know it's a position that's not right now available, that we don't have it, but if we could please make that. Where does it have to go? Where do we have to, who do we?
You talk to the governor. I mean, that's.
And we talk to him.
He does have a chief of staff.
Yes. And he comes on our show.
He for an hour.
Yes.
Hour plus one time here.
The governor.
Twice. He's been on twice. It was actually two times.
The governor has a chief of staff that would probably weigh in on this.
Weigh in this. So anyway, Shindaddy is
unavailable. In town.
I don't like
but
the
right
idea.
Now, if you guys have your at the Cornhusker, head down to the Continental Breakfast, and you'll probably see Shindaddy down there.
And you will know when you see him. There's only one Shindaddy.
How will you know?
Because Shindaddy just
there's a presence.
Exactly, there's an aura there.
Yeah,
aura.
Big time.
He's a big man.
Yeah,
got glasses on.
Glasses.
I imagine he commands the room really well.
Wait, that's an obvious. Come on.
He commanded your party really well.
Yes,
I was in awe when I was talking to him.
Everyone is.
You should see him at the wedding. Commanded that area as well. It just has a presence.
I wasn't invited.
Not true.
Not true.
It's not true.
Not true.
Don't go there.
Not true.
Bill.
Not true.
Not true at all.
Oh, yeah. Not true at all.
Shindy's right down the street.
He's here today.
It's really odd.
You should go visit him
after
the show.
Do you think it didn't cross our mind if this deal like that? If Steve RSVPs that he's coming, does that mean he's coming? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That means there's nobody. Nobody that's backed out of more commitments ever.
It just means he's aware.
He's aware.
There's awareness.
He's aware that he's not there. And he'll send a random text that's writing.
It's so true.
Oh, Dannon just put out a statement. I can't make it.
Sean's got it covered, but I got to assess it still. Yeah. You know,
there's nobody that gets out of more. The only thing he goes to is wings and rings with the kids.
Yep. Right,
that's it.
And Salita Lindo over here,
and something that pays. Like today, he has two events, and they pay. He will be at those events. Other than that, he's not showing up. He's not showing up.
We have him pegged pretty well here.
Oh God,
100% have him.
One God. Okay. Yeah. What else is going on?
Thank
guys?
You, Shindan,
show's still on.
Yeah, we're on.
We're on.
It's 7:33. It's past the time I predicted we were going off.
What was your
the
time?
Air, we're back.
7:37. So okay. We're quick here.
We got 4 more minutes until.
I'm at 7:52.
If you're just tuning in, power issues again. We've been on and off for literally an hour and a half, but we're here right now. So thank you for staying here. And the app is working, so we're kind of knocking wood all the way back at this point.
FM app and the stream.
Everything. It's like nothing ever happened.
And what is the issue exactly?
There's a power outage situation that with the station.
A large piece of equipment is faltering. Okay. No one's fault.
It is a building issue, not a station. It does affect the station, but it's a building issue.
11th and O.
Yeah, 1040 O Street.
Okay, we got bills.
So hang with it. Not yet. That's what I'm saying. I know. Everything's messed up. But before that, we're going to get to... Bill had brought up an idea on the show yesterday about trying to rank the Big Ten in terms of what... Our own power rankings, the Stuhl's power rankings of the Big Ten. We don't care what the AP says. We don't care what they rank. We assess this our own way in terms of 1 to 18 in the Big Ten. My first question for the Stuhl, for all of us, is this.
Go ahead.
Is Penn State was ranked ahead of Ohio State to begin the year. They did beat Nevada 46-11. But did Ohio State's win over Texas elevate them past Penn State to number 1?
Bill, I would have them Ohio State 1.
I'm having Ohio State 1.
Yeah. Okay. We're all in agreement.
Stuhl agrees
there.
On Stuhl Ohio agrees State.
With the win over Texas, Ohio State, who is, again, right up there,
let me see
is
that.
1.
Slide that over so I can see every team.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be different on 2, though, I'm sure.
I have this.
Okay.
I have this.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to be different.
So we agree Ohio State's 1 because, again, great team. They had the best win of the week for sure. And, is Penn State number 2 without a doubt, or is it Oregon in the conversation there or not?
I got Oregon solid.
Solid number 2?
And I'm giving you my theories. I'm going to reward those who play. That would be hard like that. I want to reward those that play good teams. Oregon did not do that as Montana State. So they both play. I just went from the look test, and I like Oregon.
I picked Oregon to win the national title yesterday.
You did.
Which I liked. So I like it a lot.
They look good week 1.
So I'm going Oregon 2, Penn State 3.
Okay, and I think, Jake, would you just say Penn State? Flip-flop.
I'd go Penn State 2, Oregon 3 at this point.
Okay, now I think it's hard. What are you guys doing for 4? Now it gets a little trickier.
Not even remotely close as at Michigan. I watched the whole game last night. I watched Michigan.
You can't get Illinois there?
I can. I'm saying Michigan's not 4th.
Oh, they're not 4th.
No, Michigan is, I agree.
It's 27-17 and New Mexico's driving.
They had the ball.
They had the ball at the 50-yard line.
It must be Illinois.
Illinois won 52-3 over Western Illinois. Looked very, very good.
Right now I'm going to go, again, didn't play anyone. I'm going Illinois.
You can't go anyone other than Illinois or Michigan.
Agreed.
Could you argue for USC though, or not?
Yes.
You could argue. I'm going Illinois, but USC is in that conversation. They have 73 points. Again, Missouri State's not good, but 73 points, they look good.
I'm going to go USC right behind him. I'm putting USC ahead of Michigan.
So far, okay, I can live with that. So our top 5, except for one.
I flip-flop 2 and 3, but in general.
Yeah, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Illinois, USC. I can live with that, but I need Michigan at 6.
Okay.
Got Michigan at 7th, right?
Teams you could put ahead against Michigan. Washington looked good against Colorado State. Indiana did not look great.
You put Indiana ahead of them.
They didn't look great against Old, they beat them 27-14, Old Dominion. Did not look great in that game, but.
You could do it, though.
Who do you have at 6th, Bill, if you have Michigan at 7? Who's your 6th?
USC. I had USC.
Okay. I thought you had USC at 5.
I did, too. How did we mess that up?
Okay, let's just
I think you had USC at 5. You had Illinois 4, USC 5.
Right.
Okay. And then we have a 6th.
So you have Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Illinois, USC.
That's the top 5. for the Big Ten.
And then
I can probably about at that time have your at six have Michigan.
Thank you.
I think that's I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
That's where I would go. I would not put Michigan anywhere lower than six.
You have this written down, Steve. You have.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Documentation on this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm writing it down.
Awesome.
And now we get, so in the
now let's flip it. Let's go bottom up.
Okay.
We'll meet in the middle then. Bottom up, dead last, Northwestern.
Not even a, yeah. I mean, yeah. UCLA is consideration, but Northwestern's got to be
Northwestern
last.
Is dead last.
After Did you push back in that zip at all or not?
No.
I'm going with what Jake said. I'm going UCLA. 17th is UCLA.
I agree.
And then 16th, Purdue.
Yep. Purdue 131 zip over Ball State.
I don't
State,
know
but,
about that one. Rutgers was 34-31 against Ohio.
That's true.
No, we got. I'm just going off recent program strength.
I'm going to go that still bumps them up two spots. So I'm okay with that. With Purdue at 16th.
Yes.
Okay. Then Rutgers at 15. Right.
Rutgers at 15.
I think Rutgers is getting a bit of a raw deal by the stool, but I'll for the sake of.
And
diplomacy,
then
I'll go. Okay,
and 14th, I'm going Wisconsin.
Yep. Wisconsin, 17 zip winners over Miami of Ohio.
That was, and they looked not good.
It didn't
good.
Look, you said it was three zip at halftime, right, Bill?
Three zip at halftime. They look horrific.
Okay, I can live with that. Okay, we're going.
We started 1-6. Now we're going 18.
We're about good at that.
Then yeah, we're going to meet the middle.
I think it all adds up right there. I'm going to go 13th. I'm going to go Michigan State, who looks solid, but not great as the thing carried on.
Heard yesterday they're a little better than we think.
I agree with that.
Who said that?
Pundits. Another coach.
Pundits. Okay.
Another coach.
That. And then I would go. That'd be what? Now we're looking for 12th.
Is that Maryland?
Maryland.
Now I want to make sure that I can live with Michigan State at 13th best in the Big Ten. Is there any other?
Would you put Maryland? Looked really good with Malik Washington.
As long as Maryland's 12, I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah. Maryland's 12. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're getting to the nitty.
So now we're between 11.
Now we're in the middle.
11-7, which is we knew all along that middle range was going to be very tough to decipher all year long in the Big Ten. I think it's tough to decipher now.
The next one I have up for the top end, which would be 7th at Washington.
Ooh.
38-22 winners over Colorado State.
Colorado State's a pretty good team. They look good. I watched the game.
Love the running back.
So
now we're
going back down. We're going starting to
back up top.
We're going to go 7-11 now.
7-11.
So you got 7 Washington.
Yes.
Hold on. We don't have Indiana rated.
We do not.
I'd go right after that. I'm going Indiana.
So then you got to go Nebraska 9, right?
Hang on. Timeout. I screwed that one up. I'd almost had factored Nebraska out in my head because they were looking at everyone else. I'm going to say, where did I have Washington?
I think you got to
have. You put Washington at 7, Bill.
I'd have Nebraska 7.
Nebraska 7.
Yeah.
Then Washington.
Okay.
Then Indiana.
Ooh.
And then you get
Indiana is 9 in our ranking.
They didn't look very good week one.
And Iowa's 10.
Iowa 10. That's where they're at right here. It's about how they are in this one that I'm looking at.
What I heard is Iowa's not great up front, not very twitchy, not very good.
We'll find out a lot.
It wasn't a very good outing for Mark Gronowski his first time out.
Right. It was for 40 yards.
Was not impressive at all.
15 passes, threw for 40 yards.
Yeah, you thought Swords was bad. He had 40 yards passing.
Yards per attempt was about 2.5 yards, which is less
horrific. Passing yards against Albany. Then Brendan Sorsby against Nebraska, who had 69 yards passing. We thought that was not very good.
If Dylan threw for 44 yards against Albany,
this
state would be in a frenzy.
We'd have phone calls.
Well, they're not.
Nonstop.
Though, I was like, this looks good to me.
It's pretty standard. Hey, Deacon Hill.
Deacon Hill here.
God, we did it. We did a ranking.
I like the rankings. Again, I disagree a little bit on the Penn State-Oregon ranking, but that's very interchangeable, so I'm not going to fight about it.
You're stressed right now, so you're not thinking straight. Yeah. Ohio State 1, Oregon 2, Penn State 3. I'll just go top 5.
Keep going. We'll keep doing the whole 18.
Okay.
Go ahead.
4, yeah. Illinois. Okay.
Okay.
4, Illinois. We got USC bumped up to 5.
They do.
Hammered Missouri State, and they look different on defense in a good way.
Yep. Look different, yes.
6.
Michigan.
Okay, I can live with that. 7, Nebraska.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense, given Nebraska's win over Power 4 team. 8, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, now I will say this. I'm not taking you guys on. I think it's a little high, but I can live with it. I'd flip Indiana and Washington. But we have Washington 8, Indiana 9, which I think is a tick low for Indiana, but it's okay. 10.
Iowa.
11, Jake, help me.
Did you get Minnesota there?
Minnesota.
God dang, I didn't write that down. Then 12 is Maryland.
Maryland.
Yep.
13 is Michigan State.
Correct.
Yep. 14 is Wisconsin. Really
maybe low. A little high for Wisconsin. 14.
14. 15.
Rutgers.
Good job. Thank you, Bill. 16.
Purdue.
17, UCLA. 18, Northwestern. There's
UCLA has the biggest quarterback transfer in the history of the portal.
And he looked like complete garbage.
Did he look like complete garbage? He was 11
for 20. I watched it. He did.
Give Utah credit. Utah's really good, but he looked horrible.
He had a couple of runs that were decent. He was 11 for 22 for 100-some yards.
I take a lot of flack for supporting Nico from my constituents. Yes. I like him. I like him as a quarterback. I think he'll be good. I think we do this thing with quarterbacks now where we judge them when they're freshmen. What's it going to look like when he's...
I just don't like... They've got to run him so much. His release is so long. I mean, he's a long lean body. And it's nice. You just watch this other guy. Balls out.
Takes a long
time.
He's
real long. And you go, all right. I don't see it. I didn't... There was never a time I said it last year. Tell me... Just show me the highlights from last year at Tennessee. You remember
where I saw him, where I was really impressed was garbage time against Ohio State. It was garbage time, but he looked really good. He cracked his helmet and kept running into guys. I thought he was a good competitor.
I just can't imagine you're just sitting there right now going like, okay, Tennessee's 1-0. They're playing the SEC in front of 103,000 people. One of the most insane fan bases that you've ever seen.
And now
I'm playing, we just got beat, and then do not talk schedules. That's part of the fun tomorrow. But where they're at right now, I mean, they look terrible. And Utah's a good team.
I know.
Utah's a good team, but they look like imposters.
I will not write Nico off, nor will I write UCLA off. But right now it looks bad.
And
it's
just
like
the fact,
horrible decision.
They said there was 30,000 people there. There was probably 15,000 to 18,000 people. Maybe just give them 20,000, and 4,000 were from Utah.
In the Rose Bowl,
the seats 100,000.
It looks like a terrible decision. And by the way, Heupel gets a contract extension at Tennessee.
Remember the quarterback at Tennessee who played very well in the first game.
Joey Aguilar
played very well. Guess where he
was at UCLA.
So UCLA's probably sitting right now. There's people on that staff, I guarantee, and going like, we had the better quarterback for way less money, and we flipped him. I mean,
do you ever think about this too, Bill? These guys that come in, Nico went in there. Did he get there for spring ball?
I don't believe he was there.
I don't know when he got there for sure.
Remember, his holdout was right before the spring game of Tennessee.
Yeah. So how do you make it work? Like, how's Tulane making this work with Retzlaff?
I mean, they did. He got there July.
Late July,
and just played really well.
Can you imagine it, Nebraska, if we had that situation? Well, the quarterback's not. It's June.
When's he going to get here? Sometime in July.
Yeah.
Probably the last week.
We should be fine
after media days. Time. We should be fine.
Now Retzlaff did have a good game.
Yeah.
He did.
Gets the Big Ten. No, Northwestern's bad, but that's still Big Ten.
Right.
Still Big Ten. That's the one thing, too, that just drives me nuts. On any bottom-level teams of any power conference, if they flex for being in the conference. We're in the Big Ten. Kerry, you just got beat. You went down to Tulane and scored 3 points. I don't want to hear, we're in the, we're doing.
But Tulane should say we beat a Big Ten team.
Any flex by anybody, like, are you kidding me? You know who we are? We're in the SEC. Yeah, you finished dead last in the SEC.
I feel good about our rankings there.
I do.
I think that's good. Good job.
We'll post that.
Yeah, we'll post. Rudy?
Rudy, we'd like to post that on Twitter. We'd like to post our rankings.
The Stool's rankings of the Big Ten.
Yes.
The Stool.
When we come back, cool parenting tips, Bills thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Bird.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.